This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
We're about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case loving you.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Well, don't get mad. I have to give you guys the health headlines. And the big health headline today is Kamala Harris, Vice President, has tested positive for COVID-19. She, I believe, has had 4 shots of her vaccine, which shows we are so behind the curve of having a new updated shot. They are saying we might not have to do yearly vaccines because our immunity might be holding up to keep us out of the hospital. But right now, her press secretary, Kristen Allen, I don't know if that's the one that just replaced the one that just left. I don't know. Kamala Harris, no. I think that was her advisor. She's had a lot of people leave her administration. But so did Trump. So, you know, I get it. It's not easy to, you know, work for the, you know, vice president, I'm sure, or Biden. But her press secretary, Kristen Allen, said in a statement that she is fully vaccinated and double boosted and received a positive rapid and PCR test after returning from a week in California. California has been dealing with some higher cases. They've definitely had some surges. So has the Eastern Seaboard, and we're starting to see cases across the United States. She has not, though, been in recent contact to the president or first lady due to recent travel schedules. And she obviously hasn't exposed anybody at the border because she hasn't been at the border. Okay. Sorry. I had to put that in there. So the vice president initially, sorry. You can't make this stuff up. I mean, I personally, in her defense, I think they dumped that on her. At first, I thought they were doing that so she could build up a resume so she could run in 2024. But then I saw it was just one of those, you know, setting up to fail. It would have been nice to show that, look, you know, I did everything I could. I was there. I camped out. I even helped screen. And I, you know, and it just, it stinks because the politicians that do well are the ones that look like they really understand what we're going through. They understand middle America. They understand, you know, low income, middle income, you know, upper income. They understand, you know what's going on, and they appreciate what, you know, everybody seems to do. And it, instead, it's, well, I'm going to go to this part of the border. We'll do the photo op. You could say I've been here. I'll make a speech. We're here to help. And it's just what politicians do over and over and over again. You know, people always ask me, why was Trump so, you know, I mean, you know, people understand why he's been disliked, but why was Trump so liked by so many? And it's because he just kind of had that, even though, again, he's a millionaire, multimillionaire, you know, can't officially say he's one of us. When he said he was going to do something, he would do something. And it was very different. It was a very different approach. Some people might not have liked what he did, you know, but it wasn't the, yeah, you know, we're just a politician, so we're just kind of here to, you know, show that, you know, we're, what's it called when you're just kind of, you know, for face value, you're just showing that you're there and I mean, there's no substance. But anyway, I hope she's okay. We don't want anybody with COVID to suffer. She had 2 rounds of Moderna, got a second booster on April 1st, which was her 4th shot. She's 57 years old and doesn't have any symptoms. Husband Doug Emhoff had contracted the virus in mid-March, which was surprising that she didn't get exposed. Then it's surprising that here 6 weeks later she's finally positive. So she returned back from a week-long trip to her home state Monday night. Last time she was at a public event was with Biden at the White House, Easter egg roll on April 18th. I don't know if she was very close to him. I know that bunny was near the president because the president started to speak to reporters and the bunny had to just hop at top speed. All right, we are talking tortoise and the hare, top speed, to try to intervene. They say it's unlikely the Senate will be able to pass anything this week without Senator Ron Wyden, Senator Chris Murphy also, who tested positive on Tuesday. Harris is the tie-breaking vote, so most likely they're not going to do much, but the Senate was scheduled for a vote that was going to fall on party lines to confirm Lisa Cook to the Federal Reserve's Board of Governors. The Senate could potentially still vote and confirm Jerome Powell to serve another term as chair, Leo Brainard as vice chair, Philip Jeffers. These are some of the votes they have. But the positive results, you know, could cause some issues with those sort of votes that were pretty even. So, you know, it's not easy, this whole, what, how COVID is still interfering and putting a stop to things. But sadly, COVID is one of those things where we think we figured it out and we're doing amazing in terms of keeping hospitalization rates lower, but we are starting to see a spike in hospitalization rates. Why? Well, because the virus is mutated. We have a multiple generation now new virus, and most of what we have out on the market is from the old wild type virus that hit us late 2019. Germany is reporting another 100,000 new cases. South Korea, another 80,000 cases. By the way, that's a fantastic number considering they were at 500,000 last month. So South Korea's numbers are going down. Italy reporting another 30,000 cases. Japan, another 28,000 cases. In China, we are hearing that Shanghai is slowly loosening some of their restrictions after people were locked down for 3 weeks running out of food. But, you know, what we need to do next, and I've said this time and time again, is get these updated shots, these updated vaccines. Both Moderna and Pfizer have said that they do believe they will have them by the fall. They would be both beta variant formulated, which we haven't seen for a while, as well as hopefully some of the mutations in Omicron. Now, by next fall, we may be on Snuffleupagus variant. Who knows? They are, though, saying they don't believe we're going to have to do yearly shots. Some of them. Some health officials are saying because we're doing pretty darn good so far with what we originally got. 1-877-GOT-SELLY.
Dahlia here. We love our drivers out there, and many of you are in need of renewing your CDL. Well, if you're in Southern Nevada, we've got the place for you. Your DOT physical can be done by calling 702-562-8800 and mention this ad. You'll get a discount. Easy, convenient hours to get you back on the road. So for your CDL DOT physical, call 702-562-8800 and drive safe. Hey guys, gals. Dr. Dahlia here. How many of you have just become single and it's been years since you've dated? Well, you need to be careful out there as there's a lot of pitfalls and scams. But there's also true love. So I recommend reading our Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. We'll give you the scoop on scammers, STDs, and what makes the best first date. Go to my website at drdahlia.com and click on the Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. That's drdahlia.com.
Are you ready to retire? Inflation is picking up, the markets are volatile, and the dream of a comfortable retirement is harder to attain than ever before. The stock market goes up and down is beyond your control. But you're at a point in your life where you can't afford to make big financial mistakes. I'm Al Abaroa, founder of Knight Strategic Wealth. Our investment strategy allows you to go up with the stock market, lock in your gains, and when the stock market goes down, your investment won't lose a dime. This works for your investments, savings at a brokerage firm, or even money at a bank. It's simple, it's safe, and that's why savvy investors work with us. Want to learn more? Text FREE to 833-898-0500, and we'll send our retirement readiness kit directly to your phone right now. If you want to help build a retirement portfolio that will go up with the market and literally never lose money, get our retirement readiness kit today and see how this strategy can help secure your future. Text FREE to 833-898-0500. Text FREE to 833-898-0500.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutraMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Extend your life with ExtendoVite.
When your doctor tells you you have bad cholesterol or blockages in the arteries, what do you do? When diet and exercise is not enough, we try medications and hope for the best. For the last 2 decades, I have been telling people about a natural method to help solve these problems and more. ExtendoVite can help maintain cardiovascular health and lower blood lipid levels in adults. The 7 herbs in ExtendoVite are known to work together synergistically to get the results we hope for. There are many testimonials on ExtendoVite's effect on circulatory-related ailments. Get ExtendoVite today to start your journey back to a healthier life. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com or see us on amazon.com.
Extend your life with ExtendoVite.
Show 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Jason, our producer. And big thanks to y'all for tuning in. We really do appreciate it. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. So, have you guys ever had an encounter with a rattlesnake? They're not easy. Rattlesnakes are not easy. And I grew up in Arizona, so there were snakes all over the place. In fact, the first time I ever saw my mom run, and you would think I would have seen my mom run more because, you know, they had to kind of whoop her butts. But, I mean, I saw my mom really run. There was a sidewinder in our front yard. And, I mean, you know, us as kids were like, oh, cool. Wow, my mom's screaming and running. And then, I guess, we called the fire department, and the fire department had this big, long stick. You know, I was too young to appreciate firemen. I mean, now I would be like, oh, my God, let me fix my hair and, you know, makeup and all that. I love firemen. But I was just so, you know, enthralled with the snake. And then they were able to pick up the snake, not kill it, put it in a bag, and then take it away. We were actually on our way somewhere at night. And so the ordeal, I mean, it was way more exciting than going out. I don't know where we had to go, and I think go to a friend's house or something like that. So it was fantastic. But, man, that was, I mean, that just kind of alerted us. Where you live in the desert, you know, you're only there as a guest of these animals. Well, it's not just Arizona. It looks like it's in Malibu. Because Carrie Els-Ulz, I've never been able to pronounce his name. He was the Princess Bride. He was in Twister, Men in Tights, Carrie Elves. It's E-L-W-E-S. Anyway, he got bit by a rattlesnake. And he shared his finger on Twitter. And, oh, my gosh, it does look gnarly. And so I thought we should probably spend a couple minutes talking about snake bites. But his finger, it looks like it's his middle finger. So, yeah, he's basically showing everybody his middle finger. It is immediately bruised purple. You could tell he's in the medical center. I think he was at Ronald Reagan Medical Center. And, I mean, we are talking about, I mean, that finger was just completely, you know, envenomated. And then you see the bleeding, the bruising, the nail involved. It was a bad bite. And he is recovering. We hear that he's doing pretty good. So let me just tell you what happened. So he said he was bit by a rattlesnake. He was referring to the rodents of unusual size. It was a 1987 film. But he said it wasn't by an R-O-U-S, a rodent of unusual size, but it was a rattlesnake. And he was working outside his Malibu home when the snake bit him. He had to be airlifted to Ronald Reagan UCLA Medical Center. Now, apparently, he is one of 7,000 to 8,000 people bitten by venomous snakes in the U.S. each year. About 5 people die. It's not something we want to mess with. And we are in rattlesnake season. We're already here. It's rattlesnake season. Weather warms. The snakes like to soak in the sun. So for those of us in the Southwest, we're very well aware that there's snakes. And keep in mind, we're going to see more snakes come in because as the drought and wildfires affect a lot of the nature, the snakes are going to move in where there's water and where there's, I don't know if you guys have noticed, I mean, in my area, we have a lot more mice, field mice, and bunny rabbits. And you're like, why are they here around all these people? Well, it's because they don't have a lot of resources out on the desert. When you have so much, you know, drought and, you know, Arizona to the south of us is having a lot of fires. So snakes don't officially hibernate. What they do is they brumate. So they during the winter cold season, they stay dormant, inactive, and then they slow their metabolism. Once things start to, I apologize, my eyes bothering me. Once they start to notice the warmth, they come out. They start to soak up the sun and enjoy it. I was really nervous after lockdown because a lot of state parks and trails had been closed. And then all of a sudden, people were going to be able to open up, you know, when the lockdown ended in some areas. And I'm like, okay, keep in mind, these snakes have had their own territory, and now you're back. Some of them are not going to remember that a year ago or 2 years ago you could have been there. So, like I said, about 7,000 to 8,000 happen a year, and I'm going to post this on my Facebook and Twitter. Very rare to die of a snake bite, but less than 5 deaths may happen in any year. So it's the venom that we really, really worry about. But it varies depending on the snake. Rattlesnakes will inject a venom that has neurotoxins and hemotoxins. So these could destroy local tissue. Nerves could affect breathing. It could cause extensive bleeding, which is why when you see Carrie's finger, it's really bruised. You're like, did it cut him that much? If it's hemotoxic, if it prevents clotting, you're going to bleed more. So a lot of snake bites, especially rattlesnake bites, you're going to bleed a lot. I do have a picture of somebody squeezing a live rattlesnake to show the venom. coming out of its little, it's gross, but it's fascinating at the same time. So not all snakes want to bite you, but if they feel threatened, they will. So if you're doing pruning, you're like, oh, I got to reach for that weed, and that rattlesnake, that's their home, you're going to get, you could get bit. So you really need to be aware of your surroundings, and you really need to be careful, and you almost need to inspect with something prior. Snakes love plants, holes, rocky areas. If you do see one, don't try to do the bear thing where you stand up and you're like, ah, don't do that. Just very slowly retreat. Remember, they have a huge lunge span. So you want to retreat to a safe area and then get the hell out of Dodge, okay? And then run. You also want to let them know you're not a threat. So when you do retreat, they might just slither away. Wear loose long pants and high shoes or boots to avoid a bite at lower leg height. So if you are doing some gardening, don't be in flip-flops and shorts, okay? You got to wear something to protect those ankles and legs. Snakes may also recoil with direct light, so I have a flashlight handy. So one weapon that a lot of people don't realize with a snake is if there is a snake, to shine a bad light on it. And it'll be like, oh, heck. Because remember, snakes want to hide. So they're going to, you know, want to bounce if snakes do bounce. Use a walking stick when you hike through tall grass. Make sure your tetanus vaccination is up to date, obviously. So what do you do if you get bit? Well, always stay calm. Everybody's like, do I need to suck it out? Do I need to cut it out? Listen, once you're bit, you're bit. You should, however, document the time if you can. Okay, a lot of you guys are probably going to be taking selfies. Can you just look at the time after that's done? Try to make a mental note of the snake. You know, a lot of times everybody's like waiting for the snake, going, oh my God, oh, there's a snake. Can you look at the snake? Because the doctor's going to ask you, and they're going to want to figure out, you know how there's like that red, black, yellow, you know, and he's a good fellow or something like that. And so they're, based on the coloring of some of these snakes, we'll be able to tell you, you know, how venomous it is. Do not try to catch the snake or kill it. That's not your job. I know you're like, well, I want to save the next neighbor. Just, you know, just tell people where it went. Most likely it's going to recoil. It's not going to necessarily cross the street. It's going to probably go to a nearby bush and be there. So you can always call animal authorities. I wouldn't worry about it trying to go all, you know, back across the neighborhood. Remove any tight clothing or jewelry, so you got to remove the rings, obviously. Now, you want to elevate it above the level of the heart. I know there's been a lot of debate. Do you keep it low so the venom doesn't go to the heart? Many sources I've seen is you try to elevate it. Why? Well, because of the swelling. Call 911, obviously, because it is a medical emergency. Try to clean it with soap and water. Do not suck out the venom. Do not try to cut out the skin. Avoid applying ice. Everybody thinks, so if I apply ice, the problem with that could affect the integrity of the vessels and the flow. And even though a lot of people think, well, what we could do is vasoconstrict, ice could damage the tissue. So what I've read is you don't, you know, just wrap it to stop the bleeding, elevate it, get yourself to, you know, and let everybody know why your arm is up. You know, I know you don't want people thinking you joined the Nazi party. And so, so I think I told you, and then there's anti-venom in hospitals. They'll do supportive measures, and then they'll make sure that they, you know, support your breathing, support any bleeding, and try to help stop any more damage. So just taught you guys something on 1-877-DOC-SALLY. Don't go away.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
A new poll shows Americans overwhelmingly support welcoming refugees from Ukraine. The Gallup poll out Tuesday finds 78% of people surveyed say they would approve of allowing up to 100,000 Ukrainian refugees into the United States. A process to do that is getting underway. This is one of the highest levels of support for admitting refugees Gallup has found in its polling about various refugee situations since 1939. Gas prices are rising for the first time in nearly a week. AAA station survey finding the national average price for regular up 1 cent to $4.13 a gallon. The national average is up 3 cents a gallon over the past week. In a developing story, Vice President Kamala Harris tests positive for COVID-19. You're listening to USA Radio News. A federal judge says not so fast to the Biden administration. A federal judge is ruling against the Biden administration.
Federal judge in Louisiana has sided with GOP-led states in blocking the Biden administration from rescinding Title 42, the Trump-era pandemic policy that expels migrants out of the country without letting them seek asylum. The decision from Judge Robert Summerhays, a Trump appointee, is temporary. The broader suit, initially filed by Louisiana, Missouri, and Arizona, accuses the Biden administration of not allowing for a comment period on Title 42's revocation. For USA Radio News, I'm Kenneth Burns in New York.
Attorneys generals in Washington, D.C. and Virginia are conducting separate investigations into the actions of the Washington commanders. The probes will look into workplace misconduct, sexual harassment, and how the team handled revenue and other allegations. This as Congress is also looking into the organization. USA Radio News.
Americans have the most colorful language in the world. And that vibrant language is our basis for thinking in big ways, new ways, efficient ways, and better ways. Americans have freedom of speech. The pairing of our colorful language and freedom of speech has made us the people and the nation that we are today. Imagine what it would be like not having the freedom to speak our minds, communicate our thoughts and ideas, and hear those from others. Americans have a passion for and yearn for the truth. There are those who want to destroy our freedom and right to hear the truth. The truth is under attack. GCN is under attack. I'm asking our fellow broadcasters and you to rise up and help us defend our right to free speech. Would you like to join us? Please consider visiting SaveGCN.com. Please help us bring you the truth 24 hours per day. I'm Vincent Finelli.
We are back on the Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dolly and on Facebook, The Dr. Dolly Show. So, sadly, we lost a soldier, Texas National Guard soldier, who had drowned in the Rio Grande while trying to rescue migrants in the strong currents. The Texas Military Department had said that originally the soldier had gone missing along the river during a mission-related incident in Eagle Pass, Texas. The soldier was a part of Operation Lone Star. Now, sadly, the body has been recovered. And let me see if I could release his name here. I believe they've already made it public. I remember seeing it, but I want to make sure that it's okay to make public. It was Specialist Bishop Evans. He went missing on Friday. Was a part of this Operation Lone Star. This was about 140 miles southwest of San Antonio on the border with the Mexican state of Coahuila. And his body was found about 9:30 a.m. near Eagle Pass Bridge 1. This is according to State Senator Roland Gutierrez, and NBC News is reporting. Evans apparently jumped into the river where water from the city goes out. It created a flow that's difficult to swim. The current is much stronger there, and unfortunately, this young man succumbed to that current pretty quickly. U.S. Representative Tony Gonzalez also confirmed that Evans' body was recovered on Monday. You know, many times when we look at pictures of people crossing the Rio Grande, it looks like a calm river at, you know, knee length, knee height. Sadly, that's not where this happened. And I, you know, the parts of the river that we see is the most populous parts. Well, those who are smuggling in drugs, trying to come in illegally, aren't going to go to the most open, easiest crossing points and populous parts. What they're going to do is they're going to kind of go off the beaten path. Well, off the beaten path, you have much different currents of a very large river. He was only 22 years old. He was a field artilleryman assigned to a new regiment in New Braunfels outside San Antonio. So obviously the National Guard Major General Tom Swelser is devastated. He said, "We are devastated at the loss of a member of our Guard family. We recognize the selflessness of this heroic soldier who put his life above others in service to our state and national security. The Texas Military Department sends out our deepest condolences to the family. Our thoughts and prayers are with them during this difficult time." Of course, Governor Greg Abbott has also spoken out, saying this loss is horrible. And again, I don't have confirmation, but reports are saying that he was trying to save a migrant who was drowning, and that migrant was smuggling drugs. So you could just imagine what the motivation is now for many soldiers to have to take on this chaos and put their lives on the line. I mean, they're putting their lives on the line for people who are trying to smuggle drugs, which can kill Americans. And I mean, it's almost like we're at war. And many politicians have said that, and I know it gets hit with a whole bunch of criticism, but where I think even Trump was one of them, saying we are being invaded. Now, I see the women and children. I see the families, and I get it. You know, being a daughter of an immigrant, I get it. And I want us to have a good immigration policy and a good immigration program so that we can let people come in who are seeking asylum. But we are having, sadly, such an overwhelmed... You know, I mean, people are taking advantage. They're like, go, everybody go. And then while Border Patrol is dealing with huge caravans of people, then, you know, those orchestrating this can be like, well, we're going to go over here. You know, it's a distraction. They have a decoy. And so I don't think a lot of, these Border Patrol agents are already battling, overexertion, exhaustion, overheating, depression, suicidality. Now, I don't think that dying for something like this, because we aren't getting the support we need from the federal government, is just heartbreaking. Now, there has been some movement. A federal judge in Louisiana has temporarily blocked the Biden administration from ending the Trump-era pandemic restriction on the U.S.-Mexico border. According to CNN, the Biden administration had been on track to end the public health authority known as Title 42 on May 23rd. This decision has not only been criticized by the Republicans, but Democrats as well. And what it does is allows border authorities to turn migrants back to Mexico or their home countries because of the public health crisis. What the Biden administration wants to say is, look, now we aren't necessarily in a crisis, so Title 42, well, actually the CDC said that, Title 42 may not stand. And if that's the case, I understand what the CDC is saying, but then Title 42 could very easily be kicked in for multiple drug-resistant tuberculosis, for lack of health infrastructure for these individuals that need medical care because of the fentanyl overdoses and heroin overdoses because of the drugs. I think there's enough other public health measures that could qualify for Title 42. And as I've said before, this should never have been cruxed or relying on a health measure. There should be a better, there should be a wall. There should be, more support for our border agents. Title 42 just helped a very insecure border from having at least one tool to try to minimize migrants coming in. But Title 42 should not be, sadly, the only immigration, we need a better immigration program. But because the border isn't ready, we don't have a wall, border agents are overwhelmed, dying over this crisis, I think a lot of people support slowing down on reversing Title 42. But really what we need is the Biden administration saying, we're not going to be we're not going to be inviting people to come to the border and overwhelming our agents. It's just Title 42 right now is the only thing legally that appears to be working. It's still not. It's still, they're still being overwhelmed. So Monday's order came from Judge Robert Summerhay, and they do believe it's unlikely to change the situation on the ground because the public health authority remains in place. But more than 20 states have asked the court to block the administration. I thought about 28. And the Justice Department has opposed the request. So, at one point, Biden said they were going to consider it. And then I guess the press secretary had to walk that back, say, no, not happening. So, it's frustrating because I think there's a lot of people that need help. And we need to be in a position of help, especially with what's going on with Ukraine, especially what's going on in multiple countries, and how people are, trafficked and they're trying to flee, very, deadly conditions. But America can only do so much. And I've said this before, when you have a boat, you want to save everybody. You want to get everybody drowning on your boat. But if you take too many, what happens to your boat? You sink and you're not helping anybody. Save who you can. Make yourself stronger. Get a bigger boat. And be able to, although I don't really like that analogy anymore. I'm not the best with my analogies, but, if we aren't healthy with our drug overdoses and our crime problem, we need to come up with a better system. 1-877-DOC-BELLY.
According to the World Gold Council, while demand for gold is surging, 72% of people reply they lack the necessary know-how to do so. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta, owner of Advantage Gold, hands down the highest-rated gold dealer in the country. The reason? We lead with education. We've taught millions of investors how to buy gold safely and securely, and our in-depth gold guide explains everything you need to know. From what type of metals to consider, if an IRA or cash transaction is best, and how you can be certain that the gold you're buying is authentic, certified, and real. Call 800-900-8000 now and get our number one rated first-time gold buyer's kit. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the information you need to secure your future. Call 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000 today.
Hey guys, gals. Dr. Dahlia here. How many of you have just become single and it's been years since you've dated?
Well, you need to be careful out there as there's a lot of pitfalls and scams. But there's also true love. So I recommend reading our Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. We'll give you the scoop on scammers, STDs, and what makes the best first date. Go to my website at drdahlia.com and click on the Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. That's drdahlia.com. Hey guys, Dr. Dahlia here. We love our drivers out there, and many of you are in need of renewing your CDL. Well, if you're in Southern Nevada, we've got the place for you. Your DOT physical can be done by calling 702-562-8800 and mention this ad. You'll get a discount. Easy, convenient hours to get you back on the road. So for your CDL DOT physical, call 702-562-8800 and drive safely.
Tejibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau de Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
I need more time to file my taxes. Help.
On IRS.gov, you can use IRS Free File to get 6 more months. Or you can submit IRS Form 4868 by the April deadline. If you owe taxes, you can make an electronic payment and get a filing extension with no need to submit Form 4868. Go to IRS.gov for details. But remember, an extension of time to file is not an extension of time to pay what you owe.
A lot can happen in 6 seconds. A rodeo ride, a dramatic basketball win, and the world record holder can solve a Rubik's Cube. 6 seconds is how long it takes for an 18-wheeler traveling at a safe speed to come to a complete stop. And in those 6 seconds, that truck will travel the length of 2 football fields. So please, give them room. Never cut in front of a large truck for any reason. Our roads, our responsibility. Learn more at sharetheroadsafely.gov.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422. Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. So all this time, everybody's been tiptoeing around Russia because they don't want to make Russia mad. And they don't want Russia to start a nuclear war. Well, they've been threatening that they will. And despite everybody tiptoeing, well, we're not going to make Russia mad, but we're going to help Ukraine, which I think we need to. I think we should be helping Ukraine even more. And I think the UN should be, you know, in there getting innocent people out and getting them evacuated. But Russia's top diplomat has cautioned those who, quote, underestimate the possibility of the Ukraine war sparking a nuclear conflict, and he says the threat is serious. So this was an interview aired on Russia state-run television yesterday. Foreign Minister Sergei Lavrov said that avoiding nuclear conflict was one of Russia's key positions, while warning that considerable risks remained as the assault on Ukraine reaches into its third month. According to Newsweek, he says, "This is our key position on which we base everything. The risks now are considerable. I would not want to elevate those risks artificially. Many would like that." He said, "The danger is serious, real, and we must not underestimate it." So Lavrov warned that a destructive conflict, including nuclear weapons, would happen if World War III were to take place. And I think we all know that, you know, like, no poop, Sherlock. I mean, duh. You know, then maybe you guys should not be messing with Ukraine. Go back. Let's rewind back to December of 2021 and just, say you're sorry, fix, you know, get the hell out of there, make up for you know, billions in reparations because you completely destroyed part of that country and killed thousands of people. But they're not going to stop. They're not going to reverse it. They're going to move forward. They're going to double down, triple down. And so we have been watching closely, you know, the mental state of Vladimir Putin, and as I've told you, I've seen some things that can hint to Parkinson's. He demonstrated some tardive dyskinesia during an Easter service in Moscow, where he kept making lip movements, mouth movements. He sat very oddly and awkwardly, holding a desk tight to steady his hand, it appeared, during a conversation with his defense secretary. So you really start to wonder about his health and what's going on. And it might not be Parkinson's. It could be that he's on medications for psychosis, and that could be causing Parkinson-like issues, symptoms. But concerns about the potential use of nuclear weapons in Europe have risen due to the Kremlin putting its nuclear arsenal on a heightened state of alert and highlighting its capabilities amid the Ukraine conflict. Yeah, they've been waving their, you know what around, trying to show and try to scare everybody. In fact, I think Finland and Sweden are now accelerating their request to join NATO. Lavrov stressed that the Russian military would use conventional weapons only in Ukraine. This was during an interview with India Today. But some experts have suggested the situation could change drastically if the war were to stretch outside of Ukrainian borders, particularly if NATO forces were to engage. So according to Lieutenant Colonel Bill Astor, ex-professor of history at the U.S. Air Force Academy, said if NATO enforced a no-fly zone and started shooting down Russian planes, I could see Putin responding with a tactical nuclear strike against a NATO airbase. That would risk a wider nuclear war. Truly a horrifying scenario, which is why those who are calling for NATO escalation and direct involvement in the war are being irresponsible. So, you know, as a physician, as, an American, as somebody whose, you know, family was decimated by, you know, the Nazi army, and, you know, we vow never again, we're not going to let genocide happen again, we seem to be putting ourselves in this position where it's either Ukrainians die or nuclear war. And I don't see why the world is looking at it that way. All right, what's happening right now, and we're being told there's camps similar to concentration camps, there's torturing, there's killing, there's raping, very similarly to what happened in World War II. And we all vowed never to do this again. That's why we set up the United Nations. So it never happened again. Meanwhile, it's happening. And yeah, well, I mean, we're sending supplies and we're giving Vladimir Zelensky standing ovations. But meanwhile, people are being slaughtered. They're being starved. And we're seeing mass graves. And what everybody says is, but we don't want Russia to start, you know, a nuclear war. So is Russia just going to go country after country and just kill people And then, I mean, you know, I don't want nuclear war. None of us do. But it almost seems to me, we're like, okay, well, we'll just stand and watch, you know, but we're here to protect NATO, you know, any NATO country. So we're just going to stand while he picks off other countries and annihilates them. And it, I wonder if we are going to eventually be forced to, you know, cut to heel, where we might be forced into this conflict because he just keeps killing people. And at some point, he's going to just expand as far as he can around the NATO countries until, you know, somebody goes, okay, you know what, we have to do something. And that's kind of what I fear. What, you know, this happened with Hitler. He's not going to do what he says. He's not going to, you know, all of a sudden, after Poland goes down in Czechoslovakia, then people are like, oh, wait a second. He might be serious. And I'm hearing almost that same type of conversation. You know what? All he wants is Ukraine. Actually, not even Ukraine. All he wants is Eastern Ukraine. That's all Putin wants. Really? I saw that in the news the other day. All he wants is to connect Crimea with southern Ukraine. Like Mariupol. Really? And then he's going to say bye-bye? No. He's going to be up for war crimes. He's got to be up for reparations. He annihilated, most of a country. I don't really see, okay, yeah, so we got this, we're going bye-bye now. I mean, they might. That's wishful thinking. I mean, but the fact that he threatened other countries from joining NATO means he has eyes on those other countries. And then the fact that he threatened he's going to retaliate if they join NATO, he's going to want to look like he's making good on his threats. So, I mean, I'm not saying we jump the gun. Nobody wants to jump the gun. Nobody wants to be the leader that said they caused World War III or they caused Russia to trigger a nuke. But my worry is at some point we are going to have to step in. And then are they going to be at fault for waiting till thousands more people died when maybe we should have cut the snake's head off early? I don't know. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Top U.S. General Mark Milley told CNN that the security in Europe since the end of World War II is at stake right now. Yeah, Europe is in a very perilous position. And I really think where this war is going to be is, rather than a war of attrition and us just watching Russia go as far as they can, is to, you know, find a, now I'm no military strategist, but find a time when they're weak, when they're regrouping, and hit them. 1-877-DOC-DALI, don't go away.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.